Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Tuesday, November 27th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today we'll be looking at United Technologies' plan to break itself up, Donald Trump putting pressure on Theresa May's Brexit deal, why GM is closing several of its plants, and a new mission to Mars. Then, the FT's Jude Weber takes a look at how migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border are being treated as they try to apply for asylum. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day. U.S. manufacturing group United Technologies plans to break up its divisions into new, separate companies. The news came Monday evening, and it follows calls for a breakup from Daniel Loeb's activist investment fund, Third Point. UTC said it plans to create three new businesses, one in aircraft parts, which will include Pratt and Whitney engines, a second as Otis elevators, and a third as Carrier heating and air conditioning systems. UTC's aerospace business will continue to use United Technologies' name, and it'll include the newly acquired aviation systems and cabin equipment maker Rockwell Collins. The breakup is the latest in a number of moves by large American industrial groups looking to simplify their structures. Earlier this year, General Electric said it would concentrate on just two sectors, aviation and power. U.S. President Donald Trump slammed U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal yesterday.
Sounds like a great deal for the EU, but right now, as the deal stands, they may not be able to trade with the U.S. And I don't think they want that at all. That would be a very big negative for the deal.
Trump's comments have put even more pressure on Mrs. May as she tries to convince Parliament to back her Brexit deal. Opposition parties have pledged to oppose Mrs. May's deal, and about 90 Tory MPs have criticized the package. MPs will vote on the deal on December 11th. And General Motors shares closed nearly 5% higher on Monday after the automaker announced a new restructuring plan. GM said it will end production at seven of its plants around the world, and it plans to lay off thousands of workers. The company says it plans to save $6 billion from the cost cuts. Four of the factories that are set to close are in the U.S., and President Trump spoke about it yesterday.
And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. I'm not happy about it. I have no doubt that in a not too distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
GM is the latest car maker to cut down operations because of weakening sales in the U.S. Last spring, Ford announced it would halt production of all passenger cars for North America.
20 meters, 17 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
And last night, NASA safely landed a U.S. spacecraft on Mars. The $1 billion spacecraft mission will begin the first scientific investigation of Mars's interior. NASA scientists will analyze data on ground vibrations, temperature, and heat conduction, and the planet's exact position in space. And here's something you might want to know more about. Over the weekend, the U.S. military clashed with migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border. Groups of migrants have been traveling from Central America to the U.S. to seek asylum. They're fleeing things like gang violence and poverty. Migrants have been arriving in the border city Tijuana, and the FT's Jude Weber called us from Mexico City to give us the latest.
So this weekend, we saw some very chaotic scenes on the border. Basically, what happened on Sunday was that there was about almost 6,000 migrants holed up in a shelter in the center of Tijuana, and they had planned a peaceful demonstration to draw attention to their plight. And they did this, and as they approached the border, they got quite close to the border, Mexican police stopped them. But what happened is a small group, several dozen, I think, of migrants rushed forward, broke through this police barrier, and ran up to the border fence. There were television images showing some of them trying to climb the fence. I saw one where one person was sat up on top of the border fence, another one was at the bottom, and they were passing a baby up, a little, you know, an infant. They were very dramatic scenes. The U.S. responded by firing tear gas. There were also reports that rubber bullets were fired. So that pushed back the people. The U.S. closed the border in both directions for several hours. And so that's sort of where we are now, just like a tense calm now.
And applying for asylum in this way, is that how it's normally done?
The situation up until now is that people have been increasingly crossing the border illegally and turning themselves in to the border agents. Because even if they crossed illegally, that doesn't or didn't deny them a right to applying for asylum. Donald Trump the other day said that he wanted to stop that. Last week, a federal judge in the U.S. suspended that presidential order and said it was perfectly legal to continue doing this. So what Donald Trump has said now is that, right, okay, you know, you have to apply for asylum legally, but that means that while they're waiting, they're in Mexico, and I've heard reports that only as many as 15 are being processed in a single day. What Donald Trump really wants to stop is the procedure that has happened a lot in the past, whereby people cross into the United States, apply for asylum, and then after their asylum interview, they get released into the US, and then they, you know, often don't turn up for their hearing in immigration court. So he wants to nip that in the bud by making sure they don't cross in the first place.
And Mexico recently elected a new president. How has he responded to this crisis?
So the new president takes office on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So this is shaping up as a real headache for him. Up until now, they've been very cautious. They've said they want to maintain good relations with the US. They have said they will offer work visas to Central Americans so that they can work in Mexico on infrastructure projects that the new president is pushing. At the weekend, there was a Washington Post story which said that the incoming government had agreed with the US administration a policy whereby migrants would remain in Mexico, and they said the name of the program was Remain in Mexico while their asylum claims were being processed. The incoming government denied that, but not really very convincingly for a lot of people. And so, you know, there's a lot of confusion about A, what Mexico's policy will actually be come Sunday when they take office. Saturday they take office and Sunday will be their first day. And B, you know, if they were to agree to something like that, what Mexico would get in exchange.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll be following the first of four meetings across Germany. They're happening ahead of a conference where the Christian Democrats will pick a party chair to replace Angela Merkel. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.